is Radio Christian Voice News, the global link.
Government issues travel, security advisory for nationals in Gulf region.
IBA calls for stronger protection of children in broadcasting as world makes ICBD.
Presidential campaign starts in Congo Brazzaville.
Oh, I know where there is.
Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Rokan Kandu.
And I am Joseph Pikamo. Government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, has issued a travel and security advisory to Zambian nationals residing in or visiting countries in the Gulf region following ongoing security incidents in parts of the Middle East. The ministry urges citizens in affected areas to remain vigilant, stay indoors, and avoid traveling near military installations or key government infrastructure. Zambians have also been advised to refrain from undertaking non-essential travel to affected areas until the security situation stabilizes and official advisories declare it safe. Maintain regular contact with the nearest Zambian diplomatic mission for purposes of registration and assistance, said the ministry in a statement issued to RCV News today. The statement also advised citizens to strictly follow real-time instructions issued by local authorities and to immediately proceed to designated protected spaces, such as shelters or reinforced rooms, and remain there for the duration of the alert in the event of sirens or home front command alerts. Government further instructed Zambians not to leave or move between buildings until authorities confirm that the threat has passed, and further, to ensure that their travel documents as well as those of their family members are valid and kept in a secure but easily accessible location. Government also noted a temporary partial closure of airspaces in parts of the region, warning citizens not to travel to airports without first confirming with their respective airlines whether flights are operational. Government is also maintaining constant engagement with relevant authorities through Zambian missions accredited to countries in the Gulf region to obtain timely and accurate updates on the evolving situation, and that developments are being closely monitored, stating that further guidance, including on possible evacuation procedures, will be issued should the country situation deteriorate.
Opposition Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Fube Walya has expressed doubt over calls from various stakeholders for a united opposition front. Mr. Walya said he is skeptical that such calls can be realized, describing the current opposition as fragmented and driven by differing values that, in his view, do not prioritize the interests of ordinary Zambians. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Bwalya claimed that some alliances are formed to advance personal interests rather than serve the public. As long as opposition's political parties do not change their language and align their vision with the aspirations of the people, a united force may not be possible, said Mr. Bwalya. He stressed the need for opposition parties to ensure they put the interests of Zambians first. However, Mr. Bwalya did not rule out the possibility of a united opposition, stating that party leaders would need to set aside their egos for the benefit of the nation.
And if they are as strong as they claim to be, why are they today trying to get into conversations with other political players? They realize what they did was wrong, and they haven't gotten the traction that they thought they would get. That's what you do when you cheat. I'll say this to the listeners and the Zambians at large. Leadership is about character. I know most of the political players on the Zambian scene, and I know some of these players as individuals. I know their character. Some of them do not even require the respect that we give them for leadership. They don't, because I know their background, but I won't go into that.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has urged broadcasting stations across the country to strengthen measures that safeguard children from harmful content as the world commemorates the 2026 International Children's Day of Broadcasting, ICBD, on 1st March 2026. This year's ICBD is being observed under the theme, Safeguarding Children in Media and Beyond. IBA Director General Webster Malido says broadcasters have both a legal and moral responsibility to ensure that programming does not expose children to material that could negatively affect their physical, mental, or moral development. This year's theme is a call that directly aligns with the IBA's mandate of ensuring that content aired on radio and television protects the integrity, welfare, and development of minors, said Mr. Malido in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Malido has reminded broadcasters to adhere to program standards by clearly classifying and scheduling content that may be unsuitable for children in ways that limit their access. He has also called on media houses to pay particular attention to the privacy and dignity of children in news and other programming and ensure television programs are appropriately rated and classified to guide parents and guardians. He has further urged broadcasting stations to commemorate ICBD by producing and airing quality programming for children and allowing them to actively participate in the process, while addressing issues that promote their safety and well-being.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has expressed happiness following the launch of Yango electric motorbikes in the country. Earlier this week, government launched Yango Company's electric motorbikes with 150 bikes already delivered in the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti described the move as progressive, noting that it is timely and a step in the right direction. Mr. Kamuti has projected that such a development will be emulated to other modes of public transport. The private sector is playing a huge role in making a difference in the road transport sector, said Mr. Kamuti. Mr. Kamuti has therefore urged government to expedite plans on the construction and upgrading of bus stations, bus stops, and road networks across the country to avoid congestion and improve service delivery. He further stressed the importance for this initiative to be implemented in remote areas, ensuring that everyone has access to these services.
I think it's a good thing and it's timely. We expect to see even the road transport, the buses. We need to see electrical buses. And I know that it is on the pipeline. Very soon we'll see a number of new operators who will be strictly bringing in electrical buses. We need to see improvement on the bus stations and also bus stops and the road network so that these buses, they can move freely, even the same bike.
In African news, the campaign for next month's presidential election in Congo-Brazzaville began yesterday, Saturday, with a 2-year-old President Denis Sassou Nguesso seemingly assured of extending his decades in power.